to prime time, bitch!
Hello, boils and ghouls.
Boys and girls.
Welcome to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror podcast.
Yeah, that's right. And it's hosted by three legit fucking horror heads. And it's just a podcast where we just talk about our favorite genre of all time, horror, man.
And you guys can be a part of it by reaching out to us on Twitter and Instagram at Horny for Horror. That's Horny, the number four, horror.
Horror.
If you have never listened to this podcast before, I'm Mono.
I'm Betsy.
And I'm Adam. Every week we do something different. This week is no different.
We're so excited and scared.
Terrified. I can't believe we pulled this off.
I'm so scared. My hair is white now. Yep. Bone white. I'm terrified.
We have put them both on booster seats, and they're really scary. We have two of the scariest things in the whole world. We have Chucky and Annabelle with us in the studio.
Hello.
You mispronounced my name.
How's it pronounced?
It's Chunky.
Chunky?
Chunky.
Chunky.
Not yeah. Chucky?
No, a lot of people get us confused. Chucky, the guy from the movies, the little doll, who's a very similar idea us. Mm-hmm. We're both have serial killers inside of us, but I'm Chunky. As you can tell, I look a little bit
different. You're a little bit chunkier.
Yes. Well, I was not as popular as Chucky.
Full disclosure, Chunky, we tried to get Chucky for the show.
Yeah.
This must happen to you a lot.
This is all, the only people who call me are ones who tried to get Chucky and could not.
But you didn't correct us.
No, I pretend to be Chucky until I get there.
Okay. You cashed our $500 check immediately.
I said, check, please, before I get there. And you guys obliged.
I should have known. You said a cashier's check made out to Chunky.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn
well,
it.
Yeah, Annabelle, this is the real Annabelle.
Annabelle. Annabelle, hold on.
Annabelle, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, no. Thank you.
You know, Annabelle, we haven't heard your voice before. In the movies, you're quiet. But but you should use your voice more. It's really scary.
Yeah.
You don't want to use your voice because you can't read.
Annabelle had lines in the movies, but could not read.
Oh, okay.
And I opened the script and it looked like I wrote glyphics.
That's so terrible. I'm so sorry. Annabelle can't read. Same thing was true of Ringo in Hard Day's Night. He couldn't read his lines, so they just let him rest. I don't know how to begin to explain the Beatles to you, Annabelle.
But you know what hieroglyphics are.
Sure do. The ancient Egyptians drew pictures. Yep. People.
Annabelle,
that's exactly it.
Hieroglyphics were gifts. Hieroglyphics. Yes.
Hieroglyphics.
They were a gift to the world.
Since the topic of gifts came up organically, we'd love to ask our guests what your favorite gif is of all time.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Wait,
Annabelle.
Gif or gift?
Gif.
Gif.
Or GIF.
Is nutted, but she's still sucking a GIF.
With the gremlin?
With the gremlin. I think that's my favorite one. Yeah.
Gizmo.
Gizmo.
Take your time, Annabelle. It's okay.
Don't worry.
No rush.
Quit trying to read, Annabelle. Put that paper down.
You don't need to read.
Sorry. I just see papers and get excited that maybe this time it'll make sense.
It's just a Time Warner cable bill, Annabelle. Don't try it.
I thought they turned into Spectrum.
It is a little bit of an old bill.
It makes sense that you can't read, Annabelle, because, I mean, I don't have to tell you this, but you were struck down by a car when you were younger than 5 years old.
Yes.
And then your mom, through the power of the devil, put your soul into a doll.
Yes, she thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, I was actually outside with Annabelle. It took her almost a half hour to cross the street. She's very, very scared of the street.
I'm so scared of cars. They whiz by you at a speed that's astounding.
She drove up here and was screaming bloody murder behind the wheel of the car. Oh, my God.
Yes, I can drive.
What kind of car do you have, Annabelle?
I have a 1972
Just a 1972.
It's a 1972. Yeah,
the Ford 1972.
Yeah, yes. It's a huge car. You would think like...
Yeah, those are very big.
Yeah, but it's safe.
That's true. It's That's very true. Yeah,
I cannot tell you the amount of money I would pay to have footage of you, Annabelle, terrified to cross the street for hours.
I mean, when I leave here, just follow me. Yeah.
I imagine it looks like Toonsis the driving cat, just behind the wheel, but also terrified. Ooh. Never mind. Okay never SNL. Mind.
Chunk, never mind. So we know how Annabelle got into that doll body. Chunky, how did you get into the doll's body?
And you are a serial killer, too, just like Chunky.
I am a serial killer. Bob Costas. I'm serial killer Bob Costas.
He was a serial killer?
Yes. Okay, yeah, I'm serial killer Bob Costas. Remember when he had that the eye thing at the Olympics?
Yeah.
That was during, he was sad from killing people.
Oh, it wasn't like pink eye, it was sad eye.
Sad eye from killing people.
And he just cried out of one eye.
Yes, yes, he cried out of one eye.
Okay.
So I'm serial killer Bob Costas inside of a little known doll called Chunky, which was problematic and they took it off the shelves.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I've been in here for a while. I just kind of like whoever's house I'm in, I'm hide and I cut up their ankles.
Oh my God.
I run around and chop up their ankles.
Ew.
And then take
that's
off.
Fucked up, Chunky.
Yeah, I don't really kill them.
But they bleed out.
You just disable them.
Yeah.
Which I think is meaner.
It's much more fucked up. Yes, yeah, much more fucked up.
Annabelle, do you like killing or?
Oh, yes. Yes, I like killing more than I like candy, and I'm a big candy head.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite candy?
Oh, boy.
Why you don't have to read.
You don't have to read the
landmark cable bill.
I got confused. I guess I'd have to say.
Just say the candy you're eating right now.
Oh, yes, jelly beans.
Jelly belly.
Okay, great.
Yes, jelly belly.
I love a jelly bean because I got a little mouth. I can just pop them in my mouth. I don't have to bite them.
And Annabelle, you said you also love killing. Who's the favorite person you've killed? What's your favorite killing?
Okay, my favorite person that I've killed was this man. His name was George Washington.
Yep, God. You heard it here first.
Yes, and I said
Chunky, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we came here together, we're friends.
We're very good friends.
Okay,
just friends.
Just friends, even though sometimes when he's sleeping, I say, can I put your dick in my mouth? And he doesn't answer, and I do it anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we're just friends.
Some would say that's rape, but I say it is.
Yeah.
What?
She says so it's rape.
But I'm evil, so it's on brand.
Yeah.
That's true. You're playing your game.
Yeah, you're both evil. But
So George Washington.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, he was talking some shit to me. So I said, I don't give a fuck who you is. And then I gutted him.
Gutted him. Is that crazy? Don't get her started on JFK.
Chunky, were you there?
What?
Wait, JFK.
Wait, Annabelle.
Yeah.
You killed JFK?
She was in the school book
depository. Convertibles.
That's why you did it.
In 1972.
I sent him a letter. I said, don't you dare take the top off your car. Mm-hmm. It's not safe.
Didn't have any problem with his politics or
Who did you dictate the letter to?
To him. Oh, who wrote it for me? Yes, Chunky wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Chunky, you were in on it.
The letter, yes, I am Annabelle's scribe. Was that the right word?
Sure.
A young Bob Costas handwrote a letter to JFK from Annabelle saying, I'll kill you if you take the top off your car. I just want to make sure I have this right.
Yes, okay,
thank you.
Story. Yes. And then she sucked my dick.
Were you aware of it?
I was sleeping.
Oh, okay.
He's always sleeping.
Wink.
Okay.
You know you know what me saying wink means?
Sarcasm.
Yep.
So is it true what the tabloids say? Did you guys ever date or was
It is true.
We dated,
then we broke up.
But then we dated.
Then we dated.
And then we broke broke up.
And then we broke up. And then I dated. And then we broke up.
And then you did something that I was so sad about.
Oh, no. Yes. What happened, Annabelle?
I started dating Mama.
Oh, wow. No!
Yes.
Sorry. I started dating Mama. We adopted a bunch of children. So we had one child together.
Wow.
But the tabloids are always kind of want me and Annabelle together.
They ship us. Yeah, did I use that in the right
You
context?
Did. They ship you.
Okay.
Yeah, which obviously everyone knows that, but it means that when you just want someone to get together so bad, you hope them into existence.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
But yeah, I was with Mama for like 7 years.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 7 years, I met a dolphin.
Mm-hmm. And it is the one you're thinking of.
Flipper.
Oh, my God. Annabelle, you dated Flipper.
Yep.
For 6.5 years. And I'll tell you something. Their dolphins are not as smart as people think.
Okay.
They also can't read.
Oh, no.
They also are very poor at communicating.
Really?
Yeah, but Flipper can really lick a pussy. And... And that is good.
That's
for
devastating.
Me.
So oh, it's devastating to hear.
So the gay rumors about Flipper not true.
No, Flipper is straight as the edge of a paper.
Mm-hmm. Which you don't have to keep looking at. You don't have to keep trying
I'm
to read
just
it.
Wondering when the words will make sense.
Also, big Annabelle news here. We found out that her father, who made her doll body, articulated a vagina on the doll.
Oh, yeah. It's a very adult vagina.
Yeah, I have it's an adult. A labia majora, a labia yeah. minora.
Uh-huh.
I have a cervix, a clitoris, yeah. a pussy hole.
Yep. And it's hairy.
It's very hairy. And I don't shave it because I'm a feminist. And that's what feminism is.
Yeah, amen.
Good
well
for
put,
you.
Annabelle. Oh, yeah, that was great, you. Annabelle.
Feminism Annabelle. Is not shaving your pussy.
That's the definition.
Are you an ally, Chunky?
Absolutely, I am. Yes, yes. I will cut up a woman's legs the same as I will cut up a man's legs. All right? No, treat them exactly the same.
Oh, good for Aww. You, Chunky.
Yes, but I do not pay women the same as men.
Chunky!
What?
No.
How much? Wait, you have men and women working for you?
Yeah, I own a small business.
Do you work in toys or?
No, I own a small Italian restaurant in Venice.
Whoa!
It's very nice.
California.
Italy.
Venice, Italy. Okay.
Yes, I do my version of Italian food.
Okay,
it's
what's
very
that?
Americanized.
Yeah, let's hear your pizza.
All right, my pizza, it's got dough, it's got tomato sauce, okay. and it's got cheese, and I put it in a box and I put it on their table.
That's a pizza, Chunky. That's a fucking normal
yes,
pizza.
But he doesn't cook it.
No. Oh, okay.
Yep, you cook it. Get this. At home.
Oh,
okay.
Like a Papa Murphy's take and bake.
Yeah, basically, I charge people to come into a restaurant, I give them a DiGiorno's, and then they take it home and bake it.
This might be the most dastardly thing you do.
I love it.
Yeah,
Aww.
She does.
Aww.
Yeah. You guys seem really sweet together.
Thank you. That's actually
Thank
where
you.
We met, is my
yes,
restaurant
we met
in Italy.
At the restaurant.
Oh. Annabelle was on holiday.
I was on holiday for You're- murders. And
you're having like an eat, pray, love in Italy?
Yes, mostly eat.
Okay.
Yes. And I went in and he said, you take it home. And I said... Oh,
oh, yeah, I do an accent there.
Okay, yes, he does his best Italian. And he said, you are like a home. And I said, what are you saying? And he said, you are like a home.
Yeah, I said, you are taking it a home.
So oh. do the Italian natives just think you're a short Italian man? Do they know you're a murderous doll?
They definitely look at me weird. They say, what's going on in here? They know something's up. And I don't get a ton of repeat customers, but I always get, I've gotten a lot of people one time.
What Yelp rating do you have? Out of 5 stars.
Oh, I have the best one. 0 stars.
Yeah. That's great.
Isn't that good?
It is good.
Yeah, but Annabelle came in and I was like, oh my God.
And I said, oh wow.
Look at this little doll in a dirty dress
look
with
at
no
that
shoes on.
Fat doll in overalls. With shoes. I said, where'd he get them shoes?
I was wearing shoes. She wanted my shoes.
I said, give them to me.
She tried to rally my shoes. And I said,
you both are screaming in Italian at each other, correct?
Yes, yeah. I said, give me the shoes.
I said, no, these are my shoes.
I said, you put them on my feet.
I said, no, get away from my shoes, miss. I will have to ask you to leave.
And I said, I don't want to leave. I want to suck your dick.
And I said, excuse me, what did you say there at the end?
I said, oh, you want me to repeat what I say?
Yes, the part at the end.
Oh, I want your shoes?
No, the part at the end about sucking my, what did you say?
Oh, I want to suck your dick.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, but I want your shoes.
Okay.
It went on for hours.
Yes, for hours. Eventually, we decided she could wear one of my shoes. I would wear the other one.
Oh.
And we were together.
Oh. Yeah, and people would look at us very strangely. I would say that racism isn't a real problem, but hating on dolls
you would say
the
race.
Realest problem.
I think we've, in our modern society, we've solved misogyny.
We've solved racism.
But we have not solved two toys dating each other. Yeah. It's a real problem.
Oh, okay. We'll walk down the street and people will go, ew, dirty toys. And yes. I'm like,
They'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Are those toys walking? Am I going crazy? And you know how that feels?
It feels so belittling.
It feels so belittling. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. I think you guys are just doing a lot to change people's minds by being together.
And usually the people that are yelling at us, they're black.
Yeah. Yeah, black people are the most hateful in our society.
Okay. Whoa, Annabelle.
Annabelle.
Along with the Mexicans.
Oh, no,
yeah,
Annabelle.
We've had it with the blacks and Mexicans. But we're really targeted.
We are.
I do want to point out, you said you walked in the restaurant and he was behind the counter and he was very overweight.
Yeah, he was chunky.
We're all about like body positivity here, but I do like that is one way to kind of tell the difference between you and Chucky is you're about, I would guess 400 pounds.
I'm 2'5", 400.
Good God.
He's like a plate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You look like a plate with a face on it.
Exactly. Yes.
And you, Annabelle,
Can't
weigh more than 15 pounds.
Sure don't. I get stuck right up in him sometimes.
Oh, no.
But, you know, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. I mean, thank you for pointing that out.
It's very important to me that I point out that you weigh at least 400 pounds.
Yes. I appreciate that. You know, the toy didn't sell as well, but I'm just as bad, and I'll cut up people's Achilles heels. I'll cut them up. I'll chop them up while they're sitting in a chair watching TV.
Yeah, because you're shaped like a plate. You slide under their couches or beds.
Yeah.
And then when they walk by, you just slide your little razor out.
I slide my razor out and I slice them up.
I have a question. Do you guys, you guys have killed before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you plan to kill again? Are there any kills?
Yeah. honestly, we'll probably kill the three of you.
Oh, no. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you can't live.
We actually killed on the way over here. It was not something we had been planning, but Annabelle can't really see over the steering wheel very well.
No.
And we ran over a bunch of pedestrians.
Yeah. I like to drive on the sidewalk because I feel it's a little bit better than the road.
Yeah. Have you guys ever played that game, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that when we're driving.
Whoa.
Around. Just mowing over people.
Yeah.
I looked out the window as you were pulling up and I noticed your car was on two wheels blasting up the sidewalk.
Yas Queen.
Oh, you guys still like Yas Queen?
Oh, absolutely. Yas, that just came around.
Yeah, it just started. Those nasty gays are saying.
Oh, no, Annabelle, no.
They're disgusting.
Can we talk about
homophobia is over.
So you drove on a sidewalk. I can't help but notice you came in here with bags of Wendy's. So you also went through a drive-thru, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I went through the drive-thru. I crawled through the drive-thru window, and I started just making my own bag. And then someone was like, oh my God, what's that doll doing? And I said, fuck you!
Yeah, doll racism
again. Annabelle! And then I punched her in the chest, ripped her heart out, and said,
Kali Ma.
Yeah.
Kali Ma. Like Indiana Jones.
Yes. And then we took our Frosties and stuff.
Yeah, we robbed the Wendy's big time on the way over here.
Annabelle, I do think you're very charming, but I got to say, if I was working at a drive-thru restaurant and you crawled through the window and started making food, that would be the scariest thing I've ever seen.
But why? All I'm doing is helping myself to the buffet.
See, people don't do that. So let alone when a doll does that, it's even worse.
And also for you to classify a fast food restaurant's kitchen as a buffet is very unfair.
That's a buffet.
Well,
anything?
It's just a bunch of food that's out.
Good point.
That's a buffet.
Every restaurant is a buffet. You have to go in, you have to go behind the counter, and you have to get back there and make your own food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a typical buffet. Yas. Yas, mama. Yas, mama.
Well, don't bring up mama. It's not fair to Annabelle.
Oh, it's okay. You're right. I'm over it.
Oh,
water.
Okay.
Water under.
If you're over
cup.
It.
Water under a cup.
If you're over it, I do have to ask then, if you don't mind answering, who was the better lover, Annabelle or mama?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they both, as you know, mama floats.
That's true. That's true.
And is like super tall and thin, like skinny, like her head
face
is
all weak, like
she got weird little face.
Yes, so
arms.
It's hard to tell when she's coming, like not like coming, like
when
she's arriving, she would always always scare the hell out of me because it'd just be like,
and like a bunch of moths would just kind of show up.
Yes, moths. Our house was full of bugs.
They probably ate your little clothing.
Yes. I got a bunch of mothballs that did not help. They ate my little clothing.
And you have to get very specific, tailored clothes for your...
You're wearing a beautiful three-piece suit that is tailored perfectly to your frame.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm back with Annabelle. I've always loved Annabelle the most.
Oh, you guys are back together.
Yeah, I love like Annabelle's weird little joints that are like all nasty and rusty.
Sure.
Flexible.
Yes.
I'm very flexible. I almost went to the Olympics for gymnastics.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I trained with Bella Caroli.
Whoa.
And Dominic Muggiano.
Oh, my God. 96.
Yes.
Atlanta.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, you guys know what happened to Carrie Strug?
Yeah.
You know what happened. Oh, no. Annabelle did that.
You did that.
I did it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fucking hated Carrie Strug. She had dumb hair. And I just didn't understand why she did that to her hair.
Yeah, she had a weird little fucked up bowl cut and it pissed Annabelle off.
So
I was there in the crowd.
I wrote her a letter.
Yep, wrote her a letter.
I said, you don't change your hair, I'll fuck
Well,
you
I
up.
Wrote her a letter.
Sure, yeah, thank you.
Yes, Chunky wrote it.
Chunky wrote it.
Yes. So I fucked her up. And then they said, Annabelle, you can't come. And I said, that's not nice.
Aw, I'm sorry.
Again, hatred towards dolls.
Yeah.
God, I never thought about that. It's that thing you don't think about till like you hear the other half, you know?
Until you're friends with some dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Everyone should have at least one doll friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys have like tried to host a few like benefits for that have gone awful.
Benefits for doll racism awareness.
Yes, but then a bunch of murders happen.
Well, oh, yeah. People were saying it was just a way for us to get a lot of people in a banquet hall to try to murder them.
Which is true.
But
we were also trying to raise awareness.
Yes. Yeah, because we got up, and when everyone got there, we locked the doors, and I chopped up everyone's ankles. And then Annabelle...
started pulling out organs.
Yep, started pulling out organs.
Yeah.
Saying Kali Ma. Yeah.
So you referenced Indiana Jones twice. Is that your favorite movie? Your favorite franchise?
I think that might be our favorite movie.
Yeah, we've watched it maybe 972 times.
Maybe.
That's pretty specific.
Maybe. Well, we don't know, but maybe 972.
But 972, maybe.
So specifically
Temple of Doom?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom was short round?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. We love that. We actually have a little buggy at our house.
Yeah.
That's like a runaway coal car.
Yes.
At your house?
Yeah. Right at
Oh,
my
yeah,
house.
We live up the hill.
Yeah. Okay. We live right up at the top of a hill. Sometimes we slide down.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Sometimes we get in the car. It depends on how we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are friends with like a lot of other horror characters, yes. right? Yes. Who are you good friends with, and who is like not fun yeah. to hang out
like,
with?
Like, we're going to have a party tonight. Uh-huh. Who's a must invite? Who's a do not tell?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Must invite Jason Voorhees.
Yes, Jason can really start a party.
Yeah, he's wild,
he
man.
Always he always brings the good shit.
He brings the good shit. He brings sativa.
Yeah,
and he'll bring sativa, and he'll also like bring his own beer pong volleyball. Yeah, yeah. Beer pong volleyball net.
He shows up high and brings volleyball.
Yeah,
yeah. Awesome.
And he'll
okay.
like dig up your front yard and make it sandy, and we'll play like a big yeah. game of beach
it's
volleyball.
It's so much fun.
Never thought about Jason as a pothead. I guess that kind of explains why he's so quiet and just kind of mm-hmm. chills back.
Yeah, he used to kill a lot. He doesn't
no,
much anymore.
He's just oh, so he's chill. All the time.
Okay. Okay.
You know who I do not like?
Yeah, please.
God, Carrie.
Carrie.
Oh,
Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie, it's like, just change your fucking outfit and get over it.
Change your outfit and
so
get over
they
it.
Dump blood on you, whatever.
Yeah,
so,
she won't
whatever.
Get over this blood thing.
Yeah.
Carrie's outfit. Carrie Strug's hair. So I think you don't like white women named Carrie, and you're very superficial about looks, like how she dressed, her hair.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, perfect.
But wait, Carrie has been weird. I noticed she'll take pictures with you and her together on Instagram and be like...
Yeah, she's always tagging me, and I'm like, come on, stop
it. Yeah, it's
it.
Like she's trying to be more famous.
Yeah.
Because Annabelle's hot right now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen you, Annabelle. You've been sponsored by Diffy Eyewear.
Yes, I've been wearing a lot of Diffy Eyewear. Diffy's wear it.
Yeah, she's also sponsored by Bootee, which is a
yes.
tea company that like makes your butt look good or
yeah.
something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of like
I'm doing
selfies.
Really well. I have 100.2 million followers.
100.2. That's bigger than like
Rihanna.
Bieber. And, yeah. yeah, that's
100.2
I'm
million.
Doing really well.
That's awesome.
Congrats. Thank you.
Chunky, I'll follow you.
Yeah, thank Chunky, you. We notice on Instagram you have 562 followers and you're sponsored by Modelo.
Yes, Modelo, the most interesting man. I'm Modelo's most interesting man.
Sure, yeah. They lifted that campaign from Dos Equis and gave it to you.
No, it's not a ripoff.
No.
Okay. It's the Modelo, it's most interesting man yes. in the city.
Oh,
not
okay.
the world.
Got it, got it.
The most interesting man in the city.
But you also do advertisements for Fleet Butt, the pills that clear you out.
Yes. Yeah, it's Fleet Butt. It's a heavy, what's that?
Laxative?
Laxative. It's an industrial
it's your
strength
product,
laxative.
Junkie. You tell us.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I forget what I'm saying sometimes, but it's industrial strength laxative, and it's really, you know, like it fucks with your system.
Oh no, that sounds
yeah,
awful.
Yeah, I'll do Instagram stories of me taking crazy diarrheas and screaming, and it I don't know if it's making the sales go up.
Yeah.
In fact, I haven't heard from the company in a while.
Aww, I think you're doing supportive. Really well.
Thank you.
I love when you dump.
Okay.
That's a huge part of a relationship. Being okay when people dump.
What's the first time that, like, you know, like when you, like, maybe, like, pass gas in front of your girlfriend or boyfriend? Like, what was the first time you took a diarrhea right in front of your girlfriend or boyfriend?
Right in front of?
Yeah, like,
never.
Near them.
Yeah.
Never?
I remember the first time you diarrheaed in front of me. You said, Annabelle, get out. And I said, no, baby. Anything that comes out of you can be in front of me.
Right.
And then your butt threw up right on the floor.
Yeah.
You didn't even make it to the bathroom. And I stood there and I stayed holding eye contact.
Yeah. And when she says my butt threw up, it did. It threw up. And I stuck its finger down its throat.
What? No. You stuck
its finger it's or your finger?
Wait
down
a second.
Its
you stuck your
all right,
butt
I stuck
finger?
My finger up its butt, my butt, and it threw up.
Whoa, that's insane.
Oh, I thought that was like an every couple type of thing. My bad.
Yeah, you guys don't do that? You don't
no.
make your butts throw up in front of your lover?
I mean,
no.
we could not just yet. Say maybe we're not in as sweet and as personal of a relationship as you guys are.
Fair.
Oh, thank
say
you,
that.
Thank
yeah.
you, thank you, thank you.
Can I ask, I know you guys, obviously you're friends with Satan.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Good guy.
Good guy?
I really, cool. really cool. Really cool. Satan. man.
Oh, Satan.
He's so sweet. He's so kind.
Well, yeah, I mean, Satan was thrown out of heaven. He was an angel first, and God was jealous of how beautiful he was.
Yeah, and
he's hot.
True story.
He's hot.
Satan's so hot. Like, you don't even understand.
Does he have the V's?
Yes.
The V's. Oh, and V's.
Is he packing?
Yeah, big dick.
He's got a gun.
Yes.
He's got a big dick and a gun.
He's got a big dick and a gun.
He's back in both.
He's back in both.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He's got like a gun. He's got a gun in the back of his shorts.
He always has a gun in the back of his shorts.
Yeah. He wears athletic shorts. Yeah. They come down about like halfway down his shin.
Yeah. They're nice basketball shorts.
Big loose basketball shorts.
That dick flopping.
Yeah. He's got like real loose, long, and one basketball shorts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
He always has a basketball with him.
He's always a snapback jersey. Yeah, yeah. He's always at the court. You can find Satan playing a game of pickup all the time.
Playing the Above the Rim soundtrack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Shot caller.
Yeah, I mean, what was your question?
Well, I want to hear more about your hell life. I know you guys have sort of a secretive vacation home in hell.
Yes, we do.
It's Airbnb right now.
Oh, okay. We rent
it out for extra income because sometimes we have no money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're big spenders.
Yeah, we love
to go to the mall. We ball at the mall.
Oh, let's hear it. I want to hear what your favorite stores are in the mall. Favorite eateries and favorite stores.
Well, we can spend all day in an H&M.
Yeah, we love H&M because we're like, what does it stand for?
Yes, we sit there and guess what it stands for all the whole time.
Yeah, we're like,
and they go, let's hear a couple.
Like, no, happy and married.
Happy and married.
Yeah.
Harry
and Marjorie.
Harry and Marjorie.
It could be two people.
Is it that?
It's not.
Hate and Martini.
Hate Martinis. Hate Martinis.
That was wrong.
Harm and Messy.
No, that wasn't
Harm
it.
Harm and Messy. No.
Hung and March.
Hung and March.
Hung out to March.
And then
Young he wanted March to be the end.
Hung in March, and then someone actually said, "You're close."
Yes.
To that one.
Yes. And I got so excited, I killed him.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. And then we were kicked out of that. So we went.
Okay, H&M, that's fun.
Then we stopped by Cinnabon.
Cinnabon, we love Cinnabon.
And we said, what does this stand for?
Yeah.
And they were like, it's not really like an abbreviation for anything. It's like a cinnamon bun.
And then I killed them for disrespecting you.
And then you went behind the counter and helped yourself.
Yeah, because it's a buffet.
It's a buffet. And then sometimes we'll stop in Hot Topic.
Okay.
Yes.
There might be t-shirts and stuff with you guys on.
Yes.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not, but Chucky's
there.
And I'll go and I'll be like, that's me. And they'll be like, can't be.
Yeah. And we'll just say, oh, you gained some weight. And they're like, no, that's not a little bit.
That's not you. Your hair's not red. You have male pattern baldness. And I'm like, oh, whatever.
And the longest goatee I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's six miles long.
Where is the end of it right now?
Does it retract like a vacuum cord?
Well, as you can see, it's out the door and down the street.
Yeah.
So I think probably the end of it's back at our house.
Probably up the hill.
Yeah, we ball at the mall. We're Airbnb-ing our
What's your favorite restaurant in the mall?
Oh my god.
Esbarros.
Yes, it's the best Italian food you can buy.
Yes, and
better than your place? Better than your take-and-bake place?
It's fun because you don't have to take it and bake it.
They figured out what I got wrong. Cook the food and serve it there. Because people are hungry.
Figured out.
Esparos is good.
Yeah, you just hop behind the counter, the buffet, all the pizza there.
Uh-huh. What else do we like at the mall?
Sometimes we like Chile's.
Chile's. Oh. Chile's too.
Yeah.
Chile's too.
Chile's too.
Yeah, very, very good.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. You are Airbnb-ing your place in hell. Mm-hmm. Do you know who's the guest?
Barbie.
Barbie. Oh. Yeah, Barbie's
That's fun.
There.
And Ken? Or just a whole gang of them?
She said it was only her, but it seems like a lot of people are there.
Yeah. I think it might be Barbie, Teresa, Stacy.
So you are, I didn't want to be doll. I was going to sound like racist against dolls, but you are friends with a lot of dolls.
Oh, fuck off.
Just because we're dolls doesn't mean we're friends with all the dolls.
You just said a lot of dolls.
Let them have it, guys.
Pretty soon you're going to say you have a lot of doll friends, so you can say that.
I do know. I remember my buddy. I do have a my buddy.
We don't fucking know my buddy, okay? And I don't know Raggedy Ann, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you know Cricket?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you got us. We know Cricket really well. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we just recently, it was recently New Year's. Two-part question.
Yes. 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 You're right.
Yes.
It was New Year's.
Yes, we counted down to zero and then said Happy New Year. Next question.
Cool. Yeah. How did you celebrate and do you guys have any resolutions?
Oh, that's good.
That's a good question, Mono.
Well, we celebrated. We went to Times Square.
We went to Times Square.
We were drinking with Mariah Carey.
Performed Mariah Carey's performance every year. She gets shit-faced with us.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we watched her perform.
Yeah. I cut up Ryan Seacrest's ankles.
You did.
Nobody said anything about that.
He went and had to go get some prosthetics.
He's probably a good sport about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was okay with it.
He was pretty cool.
He was just like, oh, the dolls are here. And we're like, oh, okay.
Because I'm always trying to cut up his ankles every New Year's Eve.
We
killed Dick Clark.
Oh, my God.
You guys did. Time did not.
Yes, I didn't like the way he was aging. So I wrote him a letter. And I said,
You didn't write him a letter.
Chunky wrote a letter.
We don't like how ugly you're getting because you're getting old.
I said, please go back in time.
Go back and die.
He couldn't.
He said
no.
Like, you pussy.
And I was like, get a DeLorean. It's not that hard.
That's one of our favorite movies.
Lux capacitor.
Yeah, we've seen it 675 times.
We love that documentary. And he just wouldn't do it. So we killed him.
Yeah, but okay. So we went to Times Square.
I have to ask: were you able to count down? Do you know numbers?
One,
were you able
to? 2, 3. That's 4 numbers.
Okay.
Perfect.
I just want to know if you could count down or not, or you just kind of guessed along
with
everybody.
So she can count, but she can't add.
No.
1, 2, 3, that's 4 numbers. Yeah. That's our favorite haiku.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3 is 4 numbers.
Damn, she's sexy. Yeah.
So let's,
and what was our resolution?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah, it was really hard.
Mine is to go to therapy more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
And to be more confident in social situations.
Yeah. You were worried about... I always felt you were pretty confident, but good for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I might present myself as this, like, guy who's got it all, but really, my brain is tearing itself apart on the inside.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that,
feels
that,
so
Chunky.
Real.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that feels real, Chunky.
Yeah, that felt super real.
Oh, no. Chunky, you're crying little blood tears.
Oh, yeah.
No. You gotta keep that blood inside of you.
Do you think you should reconnect with Chucky, maybe, after all these years?
I'm thinking about giving him a call and reconnecting with Chucky. My therapist says I should just meet up with him, you know, and talk about trying to be him for my entire life and living in his shadow.
Maybe shave off the goatee and go meet him.
Maybe that's good.
Maybe start taking care of yourself. Maybe go for a walk every day.
Yeah.
Up and down the hill.
I could.
Yeah.
Wait. Are you getting turned on, Annabelle?
Annabelle, your seat is wet.
Oh, no.
Damn, Annabelle.
I juiced everywhere.
Oh, shit. She squirted.
I just love thinking about you moving up and down the hill.
Every time she reads Jack and Jill, she gets wet. Uh-huh. Something about a hill.
Uh-huh. Reads. Looks at the pictures.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you've read it so many times, I've memorized it. So I can kind of
repeat it.
Jack and Jill went up the hill, and they all squirted.
That's
Chunky.
She made it her own.
What's your resolution, Annabelle?
To wash my dress.
This is finally the year.
That's a good one. I think you'll be able to do it.
Yeah. I mean, it's 2016. Why not wash my dress?
Oh, no. Annabelle.
It's 2016. We got the election coming up.
We got our last year of Obama.
no.
Oh, Annabelle.
It's time to wash her dress.
You know, I'm excited about seeing who's going to win the presidency. Maybe it will be Ben Carson.
Yeah, we're hoping on Carson.
We like Ben Carson.
I think I'm kind of okay with Annabelle finding out what happened because you've killed two presidents already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now is like the time.
What are you saying? What year is this? Nope. Am I wrong?
Never mind. Listen, you got anything on your bucket list you guys want? Yeah. Are you gonna die? I'm sorry, that's a rude question.
Is right on the bucket. Yeah. What do you mean by a bucket list?
I'm sorry. Things you want to do before you die. Second question, are you ever gonna die or are you gonna live forever?
No, we're immortal. Live forever. Yeah.
We're like vampires, except not.
Okay. Yeah. What happens when somebody like burns your doll body?
Oh no. Yes. Then I guess I die.
Does your soul not can your soul go into something different?
Oh, you're right. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. Anytime we get burned up.
Here's what happens. If I get burned up, my soul will hover above the burnt upness.
Yeah.
And then if I see something else I'd like to inhabit, like a fire hydrant, or another doll, or a shirt.
A shirt.
Okay. Oh. Ooh, an evil shirt.
Yeah. That's very scary.
An evil fire hydrant is terrifying.
So, I can't die.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. That's fun.
We have not died yet. But we're hoping that if we get burnt to a crisp, mm-hmm. you know, we can come back as something else.
I will say this. One day, somebody caught me while I was sleeping, and they twisted my head off, and they put it in one part of the house, and then they put my arms and legs in different parts of the house, and I woke up, and I said, where the fuck my body at? Yeah. And then I said, it's a mystery. And then I rolled around the house until I found each body part. And I'll tell you something. It was the worst day of my life.
Oh, no.
It was a bad day.
Oh, my gosh.
I spent all day looking for my body.
I have a question.
Ask me.
Yeah, no, it's for you. This one's for you. We already know you have your take and bake pizza business.
Yeah, and I'm also one of Jeff Dunham's puppets.
Oh. Oh, my God.
All of his puppets are real, by the way.
Really?
What? Yeah, that's not... He's not a puppeteer.
Even that racist Arabic one?
Yes. Very real.
Wow.
Very real.
Perfect. I mean, it's like a real Arabic guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
about
perfectly
that.
Sensitive.
Okay. Why? You guys are very woke when it comes to dolls. But
racism is over.
Okay. Racism is over, okay. And that puppet's real.
Okay, I need to ask about Annabelle's
please ask
makeup.
Me.
You have a new makeup line because you were frustrated with how makeup didn't work on dolls.
Yes, that is correct. It is called Kylie Cosmetics.
What? Oh, no.
Spelled how?
Kylie Cosmetics.
Oh, no. Isn't that already a thing?
No.
Are you the mind behind Kylie?
I'm Kylie Jenner.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Whoa.
We finally got the truth here.
Whoa. You heard it here first.
Your
soul is trapped in a doll?
Yes.
And then someone else's soul is trapped in the human body of Kylie Jenner?
Yes, that's why she went missing. She's trying to wrestle with her soul.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This all makes sense now.
Herbert Hoover is inside of Kylie Jenner's body.
Herbert Hoover. The president or the vacuum dude?
The president... which Annabelle killed.
Yes.
And his soul was going around, and it ended up in Kylie Jenner's body. And that's why Kylie does things that Herbert did.
Yeah.
Because we all know things that Herbert Hoover's famous for.
Yeah, like signing bills and...
yes, yes.
Being walking. Attracted to Tyga.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, Annabelle...
Yeah?
Did you kill Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, bitch. Oh, yeah. Yes, bitch.
Yeah, I was like, why the fuck you wear that hat? You already tall. So
that's what made you mad about him?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then we framed Booth.
Yes. Yes, we framed Booth. And then also, he was freeing the slaves, but also not making any bills about dolls.
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. And like, yeah, we needed some doll bills in the Senate then. Yes. Not necessarily more slavery stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It was like slavery, 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 slavery.
Everybody
like,
was obsessed like, with this
everyone was
shit.
Like, oh my God, slavery.
You guys become Italian when you talk about slavery.
Slavery.
Yeah.
So we murdered him, Frank Booth.
Wow.
Slavery.
Frank Booth. We murdered John Wilkes Booth, his brother Frank Booth. What? Yeah. And that was an accident.
Yeah.
We were like,
John Wilkes Booth was so startled by it, he leapt from the balcony and broke his leg
exactly.
and ran away.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was him.
Yeah. Okay.
So it still worked out to framing Booth.
Yeah.
Did you guys stay and finish watching the play, My
Absolutely.
American Cousin?
Yeah, of
course. That play's badass.
Yeah, we were like, just needs to keep going.
Yeah. It's one of our favorite plays. We've seen it 675 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we've been around for all that shit, all that famous stuff that happened in the past.
Yeah, do you
history,
remember
if
Jesus?
You will.
Remember I do. Jesus?
Oh yeah,
I remember Jesus, yeah.
I was like, what's with these sandals?
Yeah, we crucified that motherfucker.
You guys killed
him. We strung him the fuck up.
We dressed Annabelle up like Pontius Pilate.
Annabelle.
Whoa. I was at the Last Supper for a minute.
For a hot second. We had to make an appearance.
Oh, I've seen you in the painting.
Yeah, you've seen
me,
right?
The famous painting of the Last Supper. I see you in the background. Your face is covered in chocolate.
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was just a big old plate on the wall.
No, it's chunky.
It's chunky.
That's me. I'm the plate in the photo of the Last Supper.
And I'm sorry. I was going to go to the future a little bit.
Please.
I understand you guys are going to be releasing a movie with both of you together.
Yes.
Is it scary?
Chunky versus Annabelle.
Versus. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The twist at the end is we both win because love
wins.
Trumps all.
Love is love is love is love.
I understand there's some like 50 Shades of Grey stuff at the end.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Yes. He chains me to a wall and I say, spank me, Dad. Yeah.
And I spank her little dirty ass.
Yeah. And then Dakota Johnson comes in and
goes, yeah, she's contractually obligated to be in this. She signed her fucking life away. Uh-huh. Anytime there's any sort of masochistic scene,
yes,
she's
going to
be
in it. She has to be in it.
And her lip has to quiver.
What about her big bush?
Her big bush appears too.
Yeah, she's a feminist.
Yeah, she's a feminist. That's why she doesn't shave.
Yes, all bushes.
Yes, all bushes. Hashtag me too, bush.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Time's up, shaver.
Oh my God.
See, that's that shit why we love each other.
Yeah, that killed me.
You guys must laugh all the time.
We love to laugh.
Oh,
we go to comedy clubs.
We love to laugh. Yeah, we do. We love
we go
to
go
to improv. Yes, and I like to sit in the front and go, you're not fucking funny. Yeah.
You guys heckle?
Yeah, bring Dunham back out.
Yeah.
Can I ask a personal question?
Ask me.
Ask Annabelle.
I mean, you guys are a really fun couple. Mm-hmm. Do you guys ever have plans of building a little evil family together?
Yeah.
We've been doing IVF.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I keep saying we should just, you know, adopt a Cabbage Patch doll.
There are so many that need homes.
Yeah.
We almost adopted Samantha, the American girl.
Yes, but she was too fucking bougie.
Too bougie.
Okay.
She's pretty bougie. Yeah.
We took her out for a dinner date, and she was like, can we please go to the Chart House?
And we were like, no, bitch.
Like,
no,
bitch, get back on your horse and get back to the American girl story.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. If you adopt or have a kid, are you willing for them to be either evil or good? Are you?
They have to be evil. If my child comes out to me as good, I will disown that child.
Well, yeah, we did have an LGBT child, and it was the G stands for good.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He came out as good one Thanksgiving, and we said, "You get the fuck out of our house."
Get the fuck out.
And we see him fucking kicking around the LGBT center here in town, and we're like, "Fuck off!" And we drive by and flip him the bird and say, "Never come back to our house.
Never come back. We hate LGBT."
Yeah. And I guess he's dating some other G asshole.
Was it a Care Bear?
Oh, yes. Maybe probably one of those fucking silly Care Bears.
Yeah.
Because LGBT stands for Lives Be Good Today.
Today. Lives Be Good Today.
Yeah, yeah. LBGT, Lives Be Good Today.
You don't support Lives Be Good Today.
No, Lives Be Bad All the Time.
Lives Be Bad All the Time.
All day, every day. LGBT. LBGT.
LBGT. Lives be good today.
So, Annabelle and Chunky, you guys have had long, wonderful lives, beautiful lives.
Yeah.
I would love, like, if you could give one piece of advice to our listeners from all your years of experience, what it would be.
That's good.
Never wait for your food. Get back in
there. Get in the buffet.
Get back in the buffet and get it yourself.
Get back there. And I would say, I know this is going to be a tough thing for a lot of people.
Just say it, baby.
And they can do what they want with their body.
Baby, just spit it out.
Don't grow a 6 mile long goatee. Just don't do it.
Cut it, Chunky.
Are people tugging on it right now?
Yeah, you can see my chin getting pulled towards the door.
You're leaving.
Probably some kids through that playground we drove through, probably finding the beard and
probably jump roping it. Uh-huh.
But a lot of times the police, it leads them right to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
They just follow the goatee.
Oh my god, that's what we have to say.
Yeah,
I love it. Beautiful, poignant ending. Thank you so much to Annabelle and Chunky.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
This has been amazing. We love you both, and please don't kill us.
Please don't kill us.
You're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
My ankles.
Gotcha.
Oh my god.
Oh,
Bethy.
Oh yeah, my heart.
Chunky. Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha. Kalima. Kalima.
Oh no. Well, they're dying. We got to get out of here. Thanks so much for listening to Horny for Horror. I'm Adam.
I was Mono.
I was Betsy.
I'm Annabelle.
I'm Chunky.
Good night.
Bye. Oh.